Good morning. Thanks for coming back to the show. I'm Twanda Black, and joining me this morning, our chief strategist, Stephen LeBroy of the LeBroy Insurance Group, LLC, and executive director of the Millennial Banking Concept, a not-for-profit organization objective to help young adults through money management strategies. How are you this morning?
Wow, I'm great. I'm great. Another beautiful Sunday morning. I'm
absolutely
really happy and pleased to be here.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about our millennial generation. We talk a lot about millennials and discuss a work plan that can help them get ahead and stay ahead during their lifetime. And there are certain things that I think has to be a realization for millennials, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the idea that we discuss is mostly looking at things from a long view,
mm-hmm.
Even, you know, paying attention to things that happen every day that will focus on what's going to make your future and how to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's really important to be proactive and not react to everything that's coming.
Yeah, yeah. Very interesting. You know, I got a chance to spend a couple of weeks with my millennial son over in Australia, and just listening to him. Very interesting. Very interesting take on life, on, you know, the government and how they want to do things. And I kind of agree with, well, I do agree with you that regardless of all of that, you still have to live. You still have to have lights and a home. And if you marry, you have children, you have to be able to take care of those kids. You still have life's issues that, you know, all the things that go along with making a life a life.
Yes, yes. I mean, you know, millennials are just another generation that is characterized by, you know, the media or, you know, groups of folks that do this kind of characterization.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, no matter what, we're moving through life at the same trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
There are just, you know, a few different things that that may occur that has happened as we've grown. You know, like cell phones and
mm-hmm.
computers.
Technology,
and
period. Yeah.
And, yeah, all that
mm-hmm.
stuff is in play, but we have to still work through it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, when they talk about the millennial generation, they say that this is a generation that will inherit the baby boomers, you know, stuff, whatever you left, the legacy, whatever you left. And most of us, you know, make sure, or we're making sure that we leave something to our children.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it's a part of a plan that, you know, is already inherent in generations past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's designed that way. We should live our lives in a way in which we're able to take advantage of what's happening here, create a better place, and then move things along to our children and grandchildren
mm-hmm.
As they matriculate. We want them to have good lives as well. So this is a part of a plan that we have to sit down and take some very care and look at, as opposed to just trying to live day to day. We have to be proactive
mm-hmm.
and take a look at these things clearly.
Absolutely. And no matter what's going on, we're all going through it together. So it's not like, oh, the millennials are over here and they have their issues and we're over here and we have. No, we're going through this thing all together.
Yes, yes. I mean, you think about, you know, we're still exposed to personal challenges.
Mm-hmm.
We still all have to create goals. We still all have to meet objectives. I mean, you know, you'll be driven by things that you see, you hear, things you don't see, like the economy,
yeah.
the weather, culture, national and international influences, and
mm-hmm.
obviously technology is going to be a major influence on our lives.
So let's talk about for a moment what some of our millennial children are going through, like financial planning, credit cards, paying back student loans. Those are serious issues.
Yes. I mean, you know, when you think about this, you know, most of us face having to finance the things that we need up front, primarily because of the costs. And costs continue to rise day to day, year to year. And that's what these institutions are out here doing. They're financing things for us. Well, they're making money on interest.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we have to get a concerted plan to pay these things off and still create a life for ourselves, still
right.
build wealth,
mm-hmm.
and still create assets. So it's very strategic on how we look at the things that we borrow so that we can also manage our lives simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at going back to school for a master's, and, you know, that's $15,000 out of your budget. And so where does that money come from? You know, is it out of your everyday living budget, or do you have that money set aside? And so, you know, it's the same for a millennial or anybody else that's trying to go to school without the benefit of having any scholarship or money or anything like that. So I like that this quote, and Robert Kiyosaki said in his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, how many days we can live in the future without having to create more income? We can't keep putting it out and not putting something back in. It's not going to work.
Yeah, that's my favorite quote, too. You know, wealth is building wealth. And, you know, how many days can you live without going out and finding a job or having to have someone pay you? That means we have to put something away. We have to accumulate enough so that when it's distributed to us, it manages the rest of our lives as well as the expenses that we'll continue to have. You know, later in life, you still have health care as an expense. You'll have entertainment as an expense. What I find is that when people retire, whatever they consider retire to be, what is shared is that you have more time to actually do more things.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good, but that means you have to have more money.
That's right. You got to have money to do those things. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, you know, and we're really talking about building assets and building wealth while you're young. It's so important. And once you get that concept, because I know, you know, we think we're going to be young forever. We are not. And 30 years will pass so quickly. And if you have not started when you were young, and I'm not saying, because some people haven't started. Some people in their 40s and 50s and haven't started. So it's never too late to start, because you must, because you have to retire at some point. So,
but
the suggestion is that you start early, in your 20s if you can, in your 30s if you can.
You know, one of the keys is having the discussion, always having the discussion with someone. When you're out of school, you're never out of school. Always find a book that helps you dream and look into the future. I mean, you know, in only 5 short decades, we become 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't take long.
It doesn't.
You know, in the United States, you know, 21 is the legal age to become an adult. Well, you've lived 2 decades at that time already.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to break things down into small bites and understand that time is still made up of 24 hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that time is going to continue to come. You know, we just had Easter, and it's going to come again.
Yeah. Talk about the strategy for short-term, mid-term, long-term when you talk about your financial lifespan.
Oh, wow. This is something that I try to give people as a framework that, you know, you have to create strategy for short-term, mid-term, long-term. We just give it some parameters. In the short term, meaning that, you know, every day you can pay attention to how you spend money, If you're spending $20 a day on lunch, you know, that's $100 a week.
A lot of money.
You know, yeah. When you start adding it up, I mean, they always use the example of coffee and how $5 coffees a day or two times a day, you know, adds up during the week. You know, if there's an annual event that you know that you go to every year, and we all go to events, you know, we can put that money aside and have that ticket bought early as opposed to waiting until the last minute. That's a short-term look, which can be looked at monthly and also yearly. Our midterm is between 5 and 10 years. You know, it's kind of your decade strategy. During that decade, you can create a bucket list. Are you going to buy a rental property? Do you want to travel?
Yes.
Do you want to start a business? You know?
Yeah.
These are the kind of things you can say, hey, yeah, that's what I want to do. And you can begin to put a plan together to get that done. And just the long-term strategy to wrap this is your retirement or the time you believe that you will want to complete going out to work. So retirement doesn't mean you have to be 65.
Right.
It could be the time that you decide you don't want to have to go to work for income. Right. So, you know, it's an idea that you put in writing and put down, and then you have enough money to be able to manage the rest of your life through the expenses that you'll have. And that's called retirement. Yeah. So, you know, and then, you know, you want your retirement to be great. So, you know, you must do something about this throughout your entire life. And so building on it during the good times, putting more money away, and then maybe still doing something during the challenging times that we find ourselves in will help you, you know, get to what we call that good retirement. You know, there's a song that I always reflect on. It's an old song, but it talks about, you know, time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. And that's always been something that I have to think about. And every day, if you think about your goals and working towards them, you know, that future is going to be today.
Yes, yes, yes. And before, just before you know it, I know you think you have forever, but you really, really don't. And then, you know, anything could happen. You could, you know, have a medical situation before you retire and not have enough money. So it's just best to start now. Start now while you're young, while perhaps you don't have kids and you don't have a family yet. Start putting some money away. But even if you do, you've got to start somewhere. I have a friend that he said he smoked cigarettes for 20 years. And he said every week he would put $10 in a jar for the amount of money that he spent on cigarettes for 20 years. And he did that for 20 years.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, you know, it's a strategy. And I say that, you know, we want to make sure at some point we earn some interest on that money, but the idea that
he was saving,
he
you know,
the goal
he did.
That's right.
He
created
did.
A goal and he followed through with it. I have several clients that look at things that way. They say, "Hey, I paid this debt off, and so I don't miss that money for that student loan or that law school loan, and so I'm going to keep putting that money somewhere."
Yeah.
And, you know, our company will help you figure out where to put it. But at the end of the day, that's part of the strategy, because you know that even if you have to use it in an emergency, or if you have to use it because you want to have some kind of lifestyle event, or, you know, you want to enjoy yourself, it's there for you, you know. And that's one of the key principles of making sure that you plan for the future.
A part of that plan can even be, you know, we talked about the HELOC last month, which is a human equity line of credit. That can be a part of that plan, correct?
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, and that's going to be helping you structure where to put those additional funds. And it's going to be formal, but yet very flexible. The idea to help you control the use of your money, help you refocus on making sure that you're building wealth for you with all these other circumstances that are happening out in the world, because we just never know what's going to happen.
That's true.
From day to day.
That's true.
You know,
look at how many young people get hurt doing sports and now have lifelong disabilities. You know, you don't expect that. You don't expect that. Where does that money come from? We've got to begin to save and to leave something for our children. That's the goal. Yeah.
So important. So important that you pay attention to those things, because even if you do have a great life in sports or professional life, things change.
Yeah, they do.
You know, things change. Mm-hmm. And we hear so many stories. And in fact, with this 24-hour news cycle, the influences are out there so strongly that you have to put pen to paper and figure out what your life should look like and not be influenced by what you see on the cell phone or the internet or cable TV, because there's so many things out there that we can't control.
And may not even be true. That's the thing. You know, we see things and we think, oh my God, they have this and they have that. That really may not be true. They only show you what they want you to see. So that's something that you need to remember. So that was great. And I love that we talked about the strategy for long term, short term, midterm. Money mastery principle number 9, understanding taxation enables you to retain more of your money. Talk about that for a moment.
Well, I really appreciate that because, you know, we just had a tax season this year. And the idea now is, people feel like, well, that's over. Let's go into 2018. Well, here's my thought. You know, taxes have been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. People pay federal and possibly state taxes for over 40 years that they work on average. You know, would you want to make sure that you get some of that money back? Could you be more efficient? Now is the time actually to sit down with your CPA, accountant, tax plan person, and get a proactive plan for what you are doing or could be doing to make your taxes more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very important to have a plan. You know, do we think that refunds are another source of savings? Well, you know, we teach you refunds are just letting the government use your money all year long. Mm-hmm. And then you get it back without interest. I think you could do a little bit more with your money if you had it in your hands.
It's true.
During the year, as opposed to waiting on a refund. So let's think about this, because you can create a lot more efficiency with your taxes if you plan and get the information from the professionals so that you can organize things appropriately.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They'll help you out. I know my tax preparer, and she's a CPA. She really discussed with me about, you know, owning a business and what I need to be doing and how I need to be tracking things and just all of that. And I think everybody needs that. You need that advice. You really do.
Yes. It's easier to do it now since you've done your taxes for 2017 than to wait until January.
Right.
To start talking about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Stephen, tell folks where they can get more information, your website, especially on the Millennial Banking Concept.
Oh, yes. MillennialBankingConcept.org. Please go on, sign in. We're going to be preparing to do some classes. We're starting to set things up. It's MillennialBankingConcept.org. We do have a Facebook page, an Instagram page. We're trying to be where we know our millennials are. And LeBroy Insurance Group, as usual, .com. We love to hear from you. We do a lot of consultations and try to figure out where you are and give you some ideas on things to consider. So I look forward to speaking with whomever is interested in learning more about their financial life.
Right. So important. I know money's a personal thing. It should be personal because, you know, you put your blood, sweat and tears into it. And especially having those strategies to save so that you will have a great retirement so you can live the way you want to live, you know. So I love that. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us. Stephen LeBroy, Chief Strategist for the LeBroy Insurance Group, LLC. Thank you for joining us.